All right, so here we go again. And if you're listening, I'm truly grateful. So today I'm going to go off the top again, let you see my raw form once again, and show you how I've been improving in my confidence, and let you know what's been going on as far as my journey becoming a small business owner and starting my first LLC. Sorry if I don't sound that excited right now. I am just beat. It is hard work. It is a lot that goes with it to stay consistent. I don't know if you can tell, but it's really late in the night that I said that I was going to post here every other day. I'm a man of my word, and I shall post as often as I said I shall post, at least 3 times a week. I give you that. But today, and I'm not complaining at all. Today was a great day. Today has motivated me more than any other day that I've done business so far. And it was really inspiring. So let me tell you about it. Well, yesterday I came up with the idea of like running a campaign, and in this campaign I want to pay for like a high school graduate's LLC. Not only pay for that LLC, but then pay for their business plan to be written up professionally and guide them in the right direction in order to start up a bank account and stuff like that for their business. So that's what I'm working towards, and I was trying to figure out a way to get this started. Now I got this idea from Instagram, because this, the way I found out how to do my LLC was there was somebody else doing the same type of giveaway, but they were just doing it randomly. And they were like, you know, if you just share a post, show pay for your LLC. Well, I was just like, I had hit her up. I didn't actually participate in her competition. I just hit her up and said, hey, would you mind sharing the link so I can go through and learn and try to do it myself? And sure enough, she did. No problem, no if ands, or buts. And that's how I got my LLC. Now, I didn't know any better, and I did go in it on my own, and I went through that company. And now I'm waiting on my EIN number, which, will take forever apparently. And I don't know. I'll call them tomorrow and see what's going on with my EIN number. But it's been hectic about that. I wanna get my brokerage account started ASAP. But alright, so anyway, see, this is why I've been going scripted, because I still get distracted. It's just so much going on right now, and this is the world of starting a new business, because things have been hitting me from all angles, and it's been great things. So like today, I got that idea from her, and I was going to start a campaign, but I want to do it like a competition where they send in their pitch. But today I said, you know what, just to get the ball started, you know, making that investment to in the right direction. If I'm not ready to make the big move that I want to make, I gotta make a move anyway. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what I'm trying to instill. It's always about investing. If I can't invest $1,000, I'm gonna invest $500. If I can't invest $500, I'm gonna invest $100. And so forth. Like, if I can't invest $100, I know somebody that say, invest a just one cup of coffee a day, just, and that's their investment strategy. And they probably better off than I am right now. So, I think that. All right, so today I just was like, you know, get the ball started. So I opened up the competition. I just said, come, like, share, and follow. I mean, not even share. Just come, like, comment, and follow. That's it. Don't even gotta share it. You know what I mean? And they didn't even share it. I didn't even ask them to share it. You know what? Like, not that many people shared it, but I paid for promotion because, you know, it's social media. I mean, like, it wasn't expensive. You go to almost any influencer, and they all doing paid promo. You just find who got the best rates with the most engaging audience that's really suited towards what you want to do. And I'm seeing how easy that is, especially when you're doing something positive, because then they even cut their rates for you. It happened for me today. Because I made a post saying that I was going to pay for somebody's LLC. I started a raffle. All you had to do was comment. I put their name in a random generator that'll generate a random name out of all of them. Simple. I mean, it sounds simple. But entering every name into this database when I'm not a great typer, oh my goodness. I'm here by myself, y'all. It's over 140 freaking, it's going to be over 150 entries tonight alone. That's major. That is major. I just got engaged with over 100. I just got engaged with over 200 people, because not everybody entered. A lot of people just liked it because they just liked the movement. So I got engaged with over 200 people in a matter of hours. And, you know, the prize, honestly, like, you know, to file an LLC, it only costs $150 tops. It only costs $150. So, I mean, like, to be honest, in this campaign is supposed to, I mean, this first raffle is supposed to go for a week. Man, I might just draw that thing on Friday. I gotta find more sponsors. Like, if I don't find more sponsors and I keep on getting people liking it like that, man, I'm gonna end up funding two people drawing straight out my pocket. And that's just because I can't leave so many people hanging. And it's just been, I'm excited though. There's so much good energy in there. Everybody just blessing me because of what my purpose and how I feel as though I'm going on it and everything. Everybody feel as though it's the right thing to do. And it just make me feel like, yeah, like I can do this. You know, like for real, like I might have just started doing raffles and just doing things for people that I know really ain't even that expensive. Like, everybody out here, they just don't know. Like, we weren't taught financial literacy. I really had to go out here and grind from the muscle to learn it, and I'm still learning. And that's where I'm trying to bring y'all on, because just like with this LLC, I filed through a company. And when I got my LLC, I should have just left them alone for real, and went to the IRS website, directly to the government, to the IRS website, and got my EIN number, and I would have had a bank account the next day. Brokerage account the day after that. So, you know, learn from my mistake. Simple as that. What else did I learn today? I really should do this every day, because I've been learning every day, and I really want y'all to know where I'm going. Maybe I will. But today was mind-blowing. Just the energy that I received. And I'm still receiving. Like, they still blowing up my Instagram right now. I'm so happy I used my business page. Because it would have killed my personal page, for real. Like, ugh. And people still finding my personal page and inboxing me on my personal page. I even got text messages. People showing me that they seen me on Instagram. It's weird. I never experienced nothing like that. It's like I went viral, but I didn't go viral. You know? Ooh. My first little dose of Instagram fame. All for doing something good. Yeah, that's... I cloud chase that way any day. I cloud chase doing stuff good any day. Like, if I could chase clout by doing good shit all day, excuse me, I don't even want to be cussing on here, but if I could just clout chase by doing good stuff all day, then that's only clout chasing I would like to do. But for other than that, I always been under the radar. I can't wait to start really, you know, once I finish this one and then start on to the next one, people are really going to know I'm serious and I'm going to really have some content out there for these guys. It's really going to be lit. I'm really grateful for all the opportunities I had. I think that, like, really, my life just really ended up like this. I mean, it's like, everything happened, because it's just, all my life has just been like one thing after the next, one thing leads to the next. Even my struggles, they brought me to certain places, to certain knowledge, to certain things that I would never have known, never experienced. And even my family, the people I grew up around, people who inspired me growing up, you know, they made me who I am. And the things that I did made me who I am. And I'm just grateful to be that. I might not be. I don't know what I'm not, because, shoot, I feel pretty complete. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I don't, like everybody. But especially today. Especially today. Progress is a hell of a drug. I'm gonna say that again. Progress is a hell of a drug. All right, so I'm gonna keep this one, another one short. I'm sorry to be giving y'all these short segments. But, you know, I love y'all. I'm really grateful. This is really just practice until I'm confident enough to get that YouTube popping, which I guess I am now, but I really want that campaign to start where I start helping the high school graduates get their businesses started. Because it's like, you know, ain't nobody doing that for none of these kids out here. When for real, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be inspiring them to be their own, because these businesses ain't looking out for their employees. They're not really looking out for their employees, for real. They're looking out for the shareholders. And we need to empower each other, empower the youth especially. But we need to be empowering each other so that we can empower the youth. Like, the more we empower each other, then the more solid our youth is going to be raised, because they're going to have a foundation to be raised upon. These are just my thoughts. If anybody's listening, let me know if you want me to go back to scripted, or I can stick like this, I guess. I think this is good practice for me. But all right, I'm gonna let you guys go, because I gotta continue entering these names in this raffle, because they're still coming in and I'm not even halfway done. Good night, guys. Once again, if you're listening, I'm really grateful. Thank you.